Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. When people are updating their estate documents, they may find that it would be best to put some assets in trust for someone else. But our next guest says that when people make this decision, they sometimes have difficulty deciding who should serve as trustee. John Robertson is a certified financial planner with Abacus Planning Group, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Columbia to help us with this topic. John, welcome back to the program.
Hey, Mike. Always enjoy talking with you.
So first of all, let's lay the groundwork here for a trust. Why would someone even want to set up a trust anyway? Are there some preconditions?
The main concept behind a trust is the idea of you're separating what's called beneficial use, you know, getting to enjoy the asset from being able to control the asset. And so some of the common scenarios that I see as an advisor are you might have young children and you don't want them having access to too much money at a young age. Or maybe you have a spouse and children from a prior marriage. You want to be sure that your spouse gets access to the money, but eventually that money goes to your children. And sometimes you see people that they think they want to leave money for somebody, but they're not sure that person has the skills they would need to manage that kind of money. And then very occasionally, it's becoming less and less common these days. Sometimes there's some tax reasons why you might use a trust.
Probably our listeners would think one of the first conditions is that you have X amount of money or X amount of value in assets, but that doesn't really matter then, does it?
Right. So you hear about trust fund babies and that sort of thing, but it's really more the idea of you see a need where you might not want somebody having full control, but you want somebody having access. So it's more the need than the dollar amount.
And so what is it exactly that the trustee does?
It's a big job, Mike. If you're leaving somebody investments, they manage the investments. They sign the tax returns. The main thing is they make sure that the terms of the trust that you create are being followed. And sometimes that involves making decisions about when or how or even if the beneficiary receives money from the trust.
Okay, and then I guess that means the trustee is getting paid.
They are. Sometimes you'll talk with somebody and they say, oh, no, I'll do this for free. I usually recommend against that because it's a big job and sometimes it's a long-term job. So you want that person or that corporation or whoever it is that's serving as trustee to be paid reasonably for it.
Why would somebody choose a corporate trustee versus an individual trustee?
I think that's the first decision you have to make, Mike. People like choosing an individual that they know because they might be able to be more hands-on and they can be more customized to the needs of the beneficiary sometimes. There's also a pretty good chance that they have a better understanding of what your wishes are and what your values are and the beneficiary's needs. The main benefit of having a corporate trustee is you know it's going to be professional management. And then there's continuity. So even if the trust company goes out of business, there's another trust company that steps in. So you don't have to worry about appointing somebody who gets tired of it or they have health problems or something else and they can't serve anymore.
Well, I'm just going to imagine that a lot of people would want an individual to serve as a trustee, like their best friend or a family member. Would there be a checklist that they should go through before they make that final decision?
Yes, there are lots of things to be thinking about. One is, if this is for a young child, and you name somebody that's going to be the guardian for that child, sometimes you want the trustee to be the same person as the guardian because it's easier and it simplifies things. But sometimes you don't. Maybe the guardian you don't think has good financial skills, or you want to be sure that there's a checks and balances situation. You're thinking about relationship dynamics. Say you have a family member serving as trustee. Is that going to cause problems within the family? Are they going to get along? Ideally, the trustee can serve as a teacher or a mentor and explain why they're making the decision they're making so that hopefully it helps the beneficiary build some skills. Age is important, too. So if you're thinking about when this trust is going to start and how long it's going to last, it could be 20 years, it could be 30 years, it could be 40 years. And so in those cases, you want to be careful to make sure that you have somebody in line who could do this for an extended period of time.
Well, it's obvious that this is a big decision if you're going to go the trust route with any of your assets. So the first thing people would want to do would be to find an advisor to guide them through this.
Yes, absolutely. If you have a financial advisor, that person can help you. The attorney who drafts the trust is going to help you, or your estate documents, they're going to be a very good resource. it's usually just good to have put some thought into it before you meet with them, and they can give you some more guidance once you've put a little bit of thought into it.
Well, John, thank you so much for the information and for your time today.
Thank you, Mike.
John Robertson is a certified financial planner with Abacus Planning Group, and he joined us by phone from his office in Columbia, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.